Taft, it was repetition. Surely there had to be other events he could be using to fill his time and social calendar. He was in high demand, so he could obtain an invitation to anything he wished to, be it a house party, a private opera, or a scholarly debate evening. The latter might have raised a few eyebrows, but he could have surprised them. Taft wasn't all fluff and no substance, just mostly. He had sat for his exams at Cambridge and managed very well, much to his own surprise. It had been as perfect a situation as he might have hoped, all things considered. If he was going to be a gentleman and maintain the reputation he wished to as a wealthy, high-ranking member of the peerage, it would be best if he accomplished everything generally expected of such without exception and without flaw. The Earl of Harwood had always been a position that commanded great respect in previous generations, and the epitome of a fine gentleman. Taft was not about to break that tradition. He'd rather start a few traditions of his own, being the most sociable and popular bachelor this season and last, and prior to that claim he was in the top 1% of most popular bachelors. His competition had all married off apart from one, who had lost his fortune on a wild gambling streak that had landed him in debtor's prison. Now only Taft remained. He rather enjoyed being so sought after and so well-liked, and being able to be so without turning into a complete fop or perfect picture of propriety was truly a relief. He would lose some of that status if he were to marry, unless his wife were equally as popular. And while there were several candidates to such a position, Taft either had known them from his youth or considered them to be a youth. Despite being an earl and having a title and inheritance to pass on, he was not precisely worried about such a thing at the moment. Nor was he particularly interested in it. He preferred flirting and flippancy to adoration and attachment. He always flirted with sincerity for what it was worth. And he had it on very good authority that he was quite accomplished at it. "Why are you not dancing?" Taft smirked in his usual sardonic way, turning to face one of his oldest and dearest friends. "Because, my dear Jane, I have run out of partners who are my equal." Jane Appleby, formerly Richards, scoffed and looped her arm through his.
"Nonsense, you haven't danced with me. You are in no condition to dance," he reminded her, his eyes flicking to the rounded surface of her stomach. "Appleby would not like it if I were to challenge that, and he is exactly the size, stature, and athleticism of a man that I distinctly avoid irritating. I've seen him in the ring, and I will not be made into a corpse over a jig."
"It might be worth it just to see the look on your face." Jane exhaled an almost wistful sigh, her smile rather fond.
"He is a dear man. I adore him."
Taft had to smile at that.
"I should hope so, my dear. You were not the match of the season last year for nothing. Romance and connection. Masterfully done, truly."
Jane whacked his arm gently.
"I did not marry him for your amusement, you know, or the opinions and approval of society."
"Of course not,"
Taft protested in mock outrage. Then he winked.
"But when one can do as one chooses and manage to gain the envy of all in the process, brilliance, my dear, sheer brilliance."
She bobbed a very slight curtsy, her hold on him tightening as the action became a little unsteady.
"I was once brilliant,"
she mumbled, shaking her head as she righted herself.
"Now I'm only awkward and ungainly, swollen in places I did not know one could swell, constantly fatigued and randomly irritable. Mark me, Taft, and take pity on your future wife when she should find herself in a similar situation."
Taft winced at the thought.
"I haven't the faintest idea what you mean. My wife, when she is in existence, will be utterly radiant when in the aforementioned condition. Nothing like you at all."
A sharp elbow jabbed into his side.
"Why do I ever confide in you, Taft?"
"Because you have no brothers and wish your parents had adopted me as one,"
he replied easily, dropping his facade to grin at her with real warmth.
"Would you have come this evening at all if Maria had not insisted?"
"Of course not," Jane snorted softly. "Appleby and I much prefer quiet evenings at home. I've lost my taste for the fuss and bother of society events, I believe."
Taft could see that, though he did not think he would ever feel the same. Even when he was at Battersea Park in Berkshire, he was always entertaining in some respect. House parties were in great demand, and it was unthinkable for him to not